So there are loads of ways that we hear stories. We hear news stories Monday to Friday at the top of each news hour. We might see them on YouTube. We might be watching the news on TV. But there are other ways that we can take in the news. And another way we can take in the news is have people interpret it to us through acting.
Make it up.
Lying.
Yeah, lying. Lying's probably a better way to do it. But with every news story, there's the story that you don't see, right? There's only so many things I can tell you. But with every story, there's the scenes that you don't see, which is
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So that's why we have this new feature called Scenes You Don't See. I have three gentlemen in front of me. We have Rob, the tall ginger.
Hi there.
Have Pags. If I describe you, that'll be racist.
No, it will be.
and Mark, who's just the best looking guy I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I am. I'm privilege right here.
My British quota.
Look at that.
They're from the Long Shots. They're improvisers.
Lung Skeeter, for those of you who speak Afrikaans.
This is Cape Talk, so no one.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a news story to you guys, a couple of paragraphs, and your job is to tell us, or at least show us, what happened behind the scenes of that story. Okay, here's the story. Hundreds of irate consumers took to Twitter in the early hours of Friday morning when their favorite online stores crashed the minute the Black Friday specials became available, especially in the crosshairs where retail giants Takealot and online fashion store Superbulous.com. A visit to the Takealot website claimed it will be back up and running soon, while Superbulous read, "Oh no, something went wrong." Both websites seem to have recovered, but not before a flood of angry consumers made their voices heard on social media. Over to you guys.
Okay.
Sorry, so I hear your complaint, but...
Yes, I'm very upset right now.
You seem very upset.
I'm extremely irate.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
Your face is going quite red. I don't know if you... Would you like some water?
No. I'm fine, thank you. I'm well hydrated.
Darling, take a suck of your asthma pump.
Hey, okay. This is Margaret. She's my sister. She always tries to keep me in place. But no, right now, I'm really upset because I've been online from 6 a.m. and I haven't been able to check out my cart yet.
Okay, I see Margaret has a leash around your neck as well. I don't know, Margaret, could you just pull back?
Stop it. Reel it in.
Okay.
Reel it in.
Sir,
as
I was trying to explain to you, Black Friday is only happening in 2 months' time. You can't be upset that you're not finding the deals online.
Listen. This is how online shopping works. You have to go get preparation. You have to prepare yourself and then get online and book.
Yeah.
Add it to the cart and then put it on. Right.
Also, have you used Celsi data? It takes at least 2 months to download a website.
Well, that would... A website? You want to download a website?
With the options for the buying.
We don't offer that as a service. You can't download websites from Takealot.
This man knows nothing.
You know absolutely nothing.
Okay.
We did a webinar on the YouTube.
Correct,
We downloaded the YouTube.
It's a seminar on the web.
Okay. Yes.
Mm.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
But I did know what a webinar is.
Yeah, well, we did one, and it was about downloading a page.
Okay. Well, may I suggest that you wait for Black Friday to come around? I won't be able to help you on the Celsi thing. We don't offer telephone services. There's no data and things like that. You'll have to speak to Celsi about that. But if you wait for Black Friday, then we could have a conversation then.
In the server room. Phil. I'm thinking for this weekend coming up, we should just reduce the capacity of all the servers.
Oh, right. That's what I'm talking about.
Like just minimalist website stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like traffic of maximum 5 people on the website at a time.
I think it'll really screw around with people's brains, you know what I'm saying? We've got to send a message.
Absolutely. It'll really generate interest in the
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe we only serve sell antique things as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Only
antique stuff. Just get rid of all the stuff like computers.
We should mess with the recommendations algorithm as well. So all middle-aged men only get little girls' toys recommended.
Oh man, you know who's gonna love this?
Who?
Anonymous.
Anonymous will love that.
Anonymous
will
love this.
We're basically doing their work for them.
So, you see, the thing is, I sent Anonymous an email like 3 weeks back.
Okay.
I've been sending them regular emails.
Uh-huh.
I've been telling them, guys, I'm doing some really cool stuff. I'm doing big stuff at the moment, really messing with society structures.
Uh-huh.
Send me back a mail. They were like, no, the stuff you're doing is not big enough. This is the big thing.
Anonymous is going,
they're going to look at us now.
Big Phil in the house. You're going to sort it out.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Maybe we should craft an email to Anonymous telling them a bit about what we're going to do.
Oh, I can definitely knock off an email, maybe even write a letter.
All right. You're good with words, so you can be the one to
help me out. I'm very good with words. Dear Anonymous.
Oh, no, I think that's... you don't want to be too formal, right?
It's too formal?
It's quite...
Hi, Anne.
Yeah, I was thinking something more like... something in Xhosa.
Okay.
You know I'm Xhosa, right?
No.
Oh,
I'd never gathered that.
Hadn't you?
No.
I'm Xhosa.
But I mean, it's all adding up now.
It's on my father's side.
Yeah.
On my mother's side, I'm Ndebele.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that why you have the
Chisanyama
and the pup for lunch every day?
Yeah, I bring a three-legged pot.
I just thought you were from Greenpoint.
Yeah, they don't have three-legged pots in Greenpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm actually from Plumstead.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm...
Cut to Anonymous reading the email in Xhosa. Shit, man, I don't know how to troll this now.
You don't know how to troll it.
Craig, can you speak Xhosa?
It's a dingy lit student room in the US with like two hackers reading this mail.
Yeah.
Brew, we need to read these mails. You know, on Anonymous, people have been complaining because we don't get back to them on their fan mail.
Right?
So we need to figure this out.
But like, what is this language? There's like, there's weird like NQ. C-U-K-A-N-A? What the hell does that mean?
All right, it's cool. We've got Darshan here with us. Darshan, he's African-American, right? So he...
You're a genius. You know,
thank
man.
You.
Darshan, help us out, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been to Africa, right?
What y'all need help with?
We've got this letter in Xhosa.
Xhosa, yeah.
Yeah, Xhosa.
Oh, right.
That's right.
You did the click, man.
Damn.
You are so down. Swear to God, I wish I was black.
Tutorials, man.
Damn. Darshan, we're trying to connect with our listeners a bit, and we really feel like we need to understand what this letter says. Do you mind reading it in Xhosa?
For sure.
Yeah, please.
I got you.
Xhosa.
Okay, Darshan. What does it say? Remember, we don't want to be offensive now.
You know what? I'm going to translate it because I'm finna make sure y'all understand. It says, Dear Anonymous.
Well, that's us.
That's us, yeah.
Okay,
I'd really love to hear you in the native language.
Yeah,
I feel like people
Darshan.
Will appreciate that as well, though, Darshan.
Okay,
and especially you're wearing your Zulu outfit that you bought online.
I spent 2 months in Cape Town, heart of Africa, y'all.
Oh, yeah. You got a cap of Mandela. Respect.
Oh, man, respect.
Okay, so let's hear it, Darshan. Don't keep us waiting, man.
Molweni.
And seal.
Hey, the long shots. Do you guys want to do one more? Is that okay?
Sure.
Give me one more story. That was amazing.
That was actually quite fun. That's the format. I've never tried.
I was lolling quite a lot. We're gonna have to be about that little S word that you dropped in there, but that's okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
I thought about it as I said it. I was like, oh crap.
You get three. Crap is fine. You get three strikes. Fine. Yeah. Apparently, that's where the good people of Cape Talk have drawn the line.
You can say she. If you don't say the T, it's fine.
Oh, sorry,
okay. Cool. I'm gonna throw another story away.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Okay. Here we go. Cape Town City Manager Ahmad Ibrahim says that it is extremely improbable that he would commit misconduct in the twilight of his career. He's facing precautionary suspension after allegations leveled against him by the executive director in the mayor's office, Craig Kesson. But Ibrahim says suspending him would impact on the stability of the city and raise serious questions about its governance. Ahmad Ibrahim has been Cape Town City Manager for more than a decade and has served in local government for almost 40 years. He has never been charged with any form of impropriety.
Can I ask, what was he charged with in this scenario?
Just allegations.
Allegations.
Just general allegations.
Allegations of okay, just general allegations. That's great. Love it.
Excuse me, I think these allegations are false that you've been charged me under. I honestly think I've been doing my job quite well, actually.
And
you don't really have any proof to these allegations.
I feel like we do have a lot of proof. There's nothing that proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt. But
You know, you you drive a Cadillac.
A
Cadillac.
Oh, yes. No, I do have a Cadillac, yes. Not a Cadillac.
You have a lot of friends of yours that you name after alcoholic beverages. You have someone named Cristal that you know.
It's a lovely girl.
We see Bethany's wearing lingerie in Ib's office, and she's dancing up to him while telling him this.
I just don't think this environment... Can you turn off the music, please?
Bethany, can you do that? Be a darling. Thank you.
Bethany, you know you don't have to do what he says, right?
Yes.
Bethany, please don't just say yes because I want you to say yes.
Yes.
Bethany is a employee of my office.
She's 94.
She's 94, yes, but she does a great job. And everything she's done here has been perfectly fine. And the outfit she's wearing is government approved.
It's not. Well, that's one of the things I was going to bring up, right? This is 100% not government approved.
Half a meter above the knee. That's the policy.
Yes, I know. But Bethany, fishnet stockings and clear heels, okay? Like something more work appropriate, please.
Listen.
These are my transferable skills that I've transferred here.
They're not transferable to government institutions.
Bongani, I know you're the lawyer that have been sent to talk to me, but I don't think this has got anything to do with the allegations. You know, the allegations are all, as I say, false.
Well, they're just general allegations. So basically anything can fall into what you're being accused
general
of.
General allegations?
You've generally been accused. Yes, that's correct. You have been accused. I have a letter here saying you have been accused.
But I think it's all about specifics. There's no specifics at all.
It's one line, yes.
I'm really sorry, but I had to chime in here. I also submitted some allegations against you.
There you go.
Bethany.
Sometimes when you drive me back to the old age home at night, we'd run late.
Yes. I've sent some allegations through via text message about the nature of this conversation that we've had while we've been speaking. I've also made allegations against you.
Can I please have specifics on those allegations?
I accuse.
Yes, I can read.
Yeah.
I accuse you of several allegations.
It's not great English. It's not my first language, but you
well,
get
I
the
suppose
point.
you were talking to me and texting at the same time.
Yes.
And, you know, that's quite a hard thing to do.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry, but justice is going to have to be brought upon you. Okay? Now, the sentence for having allegations is 30 years.
30 years?
It's 30 years in jail.
Precise allegation.
Yeah. So that's what you're facing. Or otherwise.
Otherwise?
Death.
Death? No. Listen.
Yes.
I thought I was just going to lose my job. I've been the mayor for 10 years.
Maybe you're in the big leagues now. It's not about losing your job.
That's correct, Bethany. Thank you for. You've really come around since
the
beginning of this.
I've been around a long time.
Bethany, you have seen me doing my job for the last 10 years. You know exactly what I've been doing. And not once have you guided me along another path or anything.
I didn't know it was allegationary worth
exactly.
until the allegations came out.
It's all right, Bethany. It's always so hard to know
who has
allegations
really
around.
It's a emotional time for me now.
It's all right. It's okay.
You mind if I...
Please.
She wipes her snot on his jacket.
No, sorry, Bongani. I just, you know, I need...
It's all right, Bethany.
Support.
My God, I've never noticed this before, but you are beautiful.
Hey. This is my PA right here. You can stop those comments right now. These are allegations happening right now.
She pops her teeth back in.
Well, I feel kind of the same, Bongani.
My goodness. I hope you don't mind if this sounds too forward, but I would like to do you right now on this table.
Excuse me, right.
Hey. Do you want to go to Pineland's Model Village?
Absolutely. Oh, this is happening. Oh my God.
Hey,
you're so...
These are allegations.
These fishnets are getting in the way.
Catch up.
I'm taking a video of this. I'm streaming this live to Facebook.
See? Okay. Wow, that took a turn.
It took a turn. This is a late night thing, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Just as people are about to head to church, this will go out on Sunday morning. Gentlemen, from the Long Shots, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem,
You're
man.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Where can people find out about you and seeing your shows and this kind of thing?
People can follow us on Facebook. Who has the details of the Facebook page?
Yeah, the Facebook page.
Yeah, Pag's address is 15 Ragan Fleet Road in Kenilworth.
Come through and see me personally.
Definitely come and see him personally. Just knock on the door.
No, check out our Facebook page. It's the Long Shots Improv Comedy Troupe. It's a bit of a mouthful.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. The Long
We actually had a longer
Shots.
Name. That's the abbreviated version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram at Long Shots Improv. And I think that's also our Twitter account.
When do we have shows?
Every Monday night, Pax.
Monday. Every Monday night.
Yeah, obviously. What time?
What is that in Kosa? I don't know. What's Monday?
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I spent a lot of time in the UK.
You make me ill.
can you tell us the answer? What is the
Monday
answer?
Monday night, 8 o'clock.
What is the
Armchair Theatre.
Omvulo. Okay, it's Omvulo.
What's wrong with you guys?
Omvulo nights. at 8 p.m. at the Shop. Armchair Theatre in Observatory for 50 rand.
50 rands.
Cool.
All it takes to get you in, man.
And if you want to come and do some improv with us, we always have a jam after our show, and it's super fun. Yeah.
If you want to meet Bethany or Bangani, she's just come there. Down to Observatory on a Monday night.
That's right, Bethany. That's right.
My word.
So sexy.